Hello and welcome to another episode of Game Night on the Incomparable Network's game show. Today we are playing the classic board game Careers, the 1955 version, in which players collect happiness, fame, and money by working various careers. I'm your co-host and spreadsheet wrangler, Stephen Chapansky, and now your host of this and every episode of Careers, Erica Ensign.
Thank you, Stephen. Before we cover the rules, let's meet our players. Is she going to take Hollywood by storm, or will she have to deal with an actual storm at sea? Welcome, Shelley Brisbane.
Hello, I'm hoping that I can be uranium mining on the moon before this is over.
Next, he is a rare player who comes in with proper careers board game experience, and I am so excited about that. Welcome, Monty Ashley.
Hello, I have experience with the careers board game. No experience having an actual career, though.
Well, you know what? You are in the, like, that's the perfect place to be for this particular game, I think. And our final player, will he succeed in big business or decide to shoot for the moon? Welcome, Cicero Holmes.
Friends, Zeppelins, and listeners, lend me your die.
Well said.
Or indeed, dice.
That's Mark Antony.
In careers, each player sets their own conditions for victory. The players have each set their success formula, a combination of hearts for happiness, stars for fame, and cold hard cash as measured in thousands of dollars. It adds up to 21 for each player, but as far as the other players know, they could all be playing for 7 of each, or each of them could be playing for 21 of a single measure of success. It varies.
It totally varies. So, players, if you have not already set your success formula, please do that. Or if you've set it and you want to change it, go ahead. Just make sure it adds up to 21.
While we do that, I'm going to take charge of this podcast and tell a story.
Yay!
So we used to go back to Michigan every Christmas because that's where my mother was from. And she had a whole bunch of brothers and sisters. Most of them had a bunch of kids. So I have like 50 first cousins. Wow. And
wow.
One of the ones closest to my age was Cynthia, and we would play careers every year. Like every year we'd go back on Christmas and we'd play careers 3 or 4 times, and we'd do it again the next year. I won every game, but she always had all the money. If you play careers, the board game with 2 people, you're supposed to set it to 100. Every game she had more than $100,000 at the end.
Oh my God.
One game she finally said, "That's it. I'm just saying I want money." So she wrote 100 down. I won that game. And then at the end, she counted the money, discovered she had over $100,000. She just hadn't realized it.
Oh, my God.
So and she's here to play with us tonight. Right.
So the message of this game, this story is, I've never lost a game of careers.
Wow. Challenge laid, other players. This is very impressive. I had lost a few games of careers, but I tended to win more times than not. And I introduced it to some of my local friends here. We played it. I won. I think I played it with Steven and he beat me the first time and we never played again.
That's true. Yeah.
You're playing it wrong. We're done.
I'm supposed to win. So then instead of completely just taking my ball and going home, I took it and I turned it into a podcast because that's what I do when my heart is broken. I make a podcast. Anyway. That's
hope
hilarious.
I never make another podcast.
Aww. Okay, so the players and Steven and I do need to keep an eye on the victory conditions, which Monty very nicely just illustrated. If you don't pay attention, you're not going to win. Nobody else is going to know when they are close to winning unless they're particularly smug about it. But smugness could be bluffing, so we won't know until we actually have a winner.
The board consists of a wide track on the outside of the board and 8 skinny little tracks that snake from the outside track into the middle of the board and then back. And the tracks of those are
farming, college, big business, going to sea, politics, Hollywood, uranium prospecting in Peru. It's even better than just mining. It's prospecting and expedition to the moon.
Yep. The players will roll 2 6-sided dice as they traverse the outside track, and as they move into the inner career tracks, they'll roll a single die. As they go, they'll collect hearts and stars and money until one of them meets the conditions of the success formula that is set for themselves and becomes the 3rd careers champion. Important disclaimer, though, Skill of Careers, the board game, Monty, is not a reliable indicator of performance in actual real-life careers.
I love how, tell us
how Monty is an example for all of these rule sections. Thank you, Monty. Does anybody have any last-minute questions before we start rolling the dice? I'm hearing no questions, so Shelley, please roll 2 d6s and start us off.
I've rolled a total of 4.
All right. 1, 2, 3. All right, Shelley, you have landed on the May Start Farming field or space, which means on your next turn, if you have either $1,000 for seed and supplies, which you do because you started with $1,000, or farming experience, which you don't because we just started, that means on your next turn, you could start farming if you would like. Would you like to start farming on your next turn?
Gosh, I think I will. Why not?
All right. That is awesome. Okay, so I'm going to place your token right on the entranceway to the start farming. And on your next turn, that's when you get to enter. And the reason that that you don't pay your money right away to enter farming is because there's bumping in this game. If Monty or Cicero also rolled a 4, they would have the chance to bump you off of that space, and we don't want you having paid for something that you're not going to get.
Cause... it's a prize space. They could bump me at any moment.
Uh-huh. It's true. So let's go to our next player, and Monty, go ahead and roll.
All right. Here's a little Foley work. I don't know if that played. I have rolled a 9.
All right.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I believe that gets you to Opportunity Knox, which this is Steven's first big moment. He gets to take the top card in the Opportunity deck and put it in your spreadsheet where you can read it for us.
Opportunity to take Florida vacation.
Ooh. Wow. Now, because you just drew it on this turn, you have the opportunity to use that immediately. That would zip you all the way to the top right corner of the board. And the Florida vacation is a space where you can, when you land there, you score 4 hearts and you can get 2 more hearts every time you stay. And whether or not you stay depends on what you roll on the die on your next turn. Would you like to take a Florida vacation right off the bat?
Absolutely.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with Florida.
Oh, boy.
Also, it's free, unlike every other Florida vacation I've ever taken.
So go ahead and move your token to the Florida vacation. And on your spreadsheet, you may also score yourself 4 hearts. And on your next turn,
delicious,
we will decide if you want to stay or to try to earn more or if you want to continue around the board. But that was an excellent first turn. Both Shelley and Monty started out really strong. Cicero, how you doing?
Roll 2. I'm gonna disappoint.
Well, roll 2 dice. We'll see how disappointing you are.
Let's see. Oh, I've got a total of 4.
That means you land on the start farming square along with Shelley. Now,
right,
you don't have to bump her to the park bench. You could just let her stay out of the goodness of your heart, or you could try to wrangle some favors out of her, or you could just say, go to the park bench. I'm farming. Right. You're not. It's totally up to you.
Shelley, you want to farm, don't you?
I do want to farm. I don't know that I have anything to offer you at this early stage.
That's
the game, though, Cicero.
That's true, because if she gives you any money, she won't be able to afford farming.
Right, exactly.
Oh, now, look at that. So wait a minute. So is there, like, can I get futures on...
You could ask for it on the crops.
Maybe I want some futures on our crops.
You can absolutely make that kind of a deal. It's up to Shelley whether she wants to keep her side of it.
That's true. I could promise and then
and
not go
deliver.
Back on it. I don't even know what my crop potential is. Right. I have no idea what I'm promising, having not played this game.
Yeah, neither do I. So can we trade hearts?
No, those are things that you can't trade. It's only money and opportunity.
Also, we don't have them.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
Okay.
And like opportunity cards. So you could say, give me your next opportunity card that you get, or you could
Fair
say
enough.
When you have $500 cash, cash on hand after you started farming. Give me those $500. Right. You know, it's up to you.
Okay. All right. So Shelley, how about this? When you're done, you will definitely land on an opportunity Knox. How about you give me that opportunity Knox?
Her first opportunity Knox after she finishes farming?
Yes, in exchange for
not bumping you to the park
bench. Bumped off the board.
Not being bumped off the board.
Well, I feel like
you just bumped the park bench. Yes, I advise you not to take this deal.
I will tell you, this is what the park bench is. At the park bench, you are unemployed and must throw a 7, 11, or doubles in order to move off of that space. Mm. You can't use opportunity cards. You can't use experience cards. You can spend half of your cash on hand to buy a new suit of clothes before any throw, and then you could just leave on that throw, because everybody knows a new suit of clothes is going to get you a job immediately.
It's also going to help me out in farming, because I'm going to wear it on my tractor.
Yes.
I think I'm going to pass on the deal and just take my chances on the bench if you feel the need to bump me, Cicero.
Okay.
All right. We have our first bump. And, you know, Monty is right that it's not necessarily the worst thing to be on park bench. You're now halfway around the board. So if you manage to get off the park bench, you're halfway to your next payday. So your next salary.
All right.
So, Cicero, are you going to start farming on your next turn?
No.
Okay. All right, then there's no need to put yourself right near the entrance of farming. Then it just comes back around to Shelley again. And Shelley, you have the choice to either throw two dice and hope you get 7, 11, or doubles, or spend half your cash on hand and then just whatever you roll, you get to leave. It's up to you.
I am going to go for the roll. I'm going to roll the dice.
I will tell you a story from my childhood.
When I was a kid, love stories.
We played a lot of careers. This version mostly, although I do have like four versions of this game.
And I love it.
Whenever we were on park bench, we would start chanting before we rolled to imbue the dice with power. We would just chant 7, 11 or doubles, and we all chanted it together over and over again until we threw. So you can do that if you want. Sometimes it helped, I think.
Come on, 7, 11. Come on, doubles. And I got a 5, 6.
Okay,
that
well,
that helped me.
I hope it's a comfortable park bench, because you're going to be there until your next turn. All right, Monty, that brings us to you. You are in Florida. Would you like to try to stay in Florida and earn two more hearts?
Well, it says I may leave on any throw, so I'm going to roll first and then decide if
Absolutely.
That's all right. I mean, Florida's nice this time of year. I'm just going to roll in roll 20. I rolled a 3.
Oh, so you can stay, because it's a throw of 7 or less. So if you want to stay and earn two more hearts, it's up to you.
The alternative is that I may go prospecting, which requires $4,000 for equipment or an engineering degree, neither of which I have.
Uh-huh.
I think my big career path will continue with me just hanging out in Florida, being a bum.
I mean,
oh, Mickey Mouse.
Man.
Mickey.
Somebody's living the dream over there. It's all I gotta say.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I am. This is going according to plan.
All right. Well, Cicero, what do you got in store for us?
All right. I'm not going farming. So I rolled an 8.
All right. Steven, it is your cue, because I believe that gets Cicero to another opportunity Knox.
Could I have used my turn to go to go to college?
No, you have to land on the entry space or have an opportunity card that will take you to it.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Steven has given you an Opportunity Knox card. Please read that for us.
Opportunity to enter college. Meet normal requirements. If players have gone to college, replace card and draw again.
All right. Well, nobody's gone to college yet, so if you would like to use that immediately, then you can move your token directly to the May Enter College space, and you would also collect $1,000 for your payday, because you would have passed payday.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Cicero immediately moved his token. All right.
Yes.
So on your next turn, you will pay $500 for tuition, and then we'll talk about getting different degrees and stuff like that. But for now, it's back around to Shelley.
All right. I feel the doubles. I feel them happen. It's going to happen. Oh, my God. I have a double 4s.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Okay, so that brings you to Florida Vacation, where Monty is.
Hanging out with Monty. Hi!
Unless,
how's your career going?
don't ask.
Well, I mean, because this is a bumping game, you have the opportunity, if you want, to bump Monty directly to the park bench, or you can let him stay for fun or for favors.
I mean, it's not hurting me that Monty's here to help me entertain myself on my Florida vacation. We can play careers while we're down here, I guess. So I just will leave Monty be. And if you choose to do some favor for me later in the game, out of the goodness of your heart, I wouldn't mind.
All right. In that case, it is Shelley, you do score 4 hearts when you land there. So make sure you give yourself those 4 hearts. And next time, you will have the same opportunity that Monty did to potentially
stay.
For the
vacation? All right. I did not know.
Yeah, 4 hearts for the Florida vacation, because Florida just makes people happy, right?
I mean, sure.
I mean,
it's better than the park bench, which is probably in a colder climate. I mean,
in later editions of the game.
What year is this board game from?
This is from 1955. Later editions changed the Florida. They changed it to Hawaii. It is a Hawaiian vacation in later editions.
More exotic, I suppose.
Nobody wants to go to Florida in the 1970s, apparently.
All right. After Shelley, we have Monty.
I rolled a 10.
Wow.
Okay. So I guess that means you're moving, because it's not less than 7.
Bye, Monty.
Bye. Oh, no.
All right. And that takes you past payday. So before we even discuss the sad space that you have just landed on, please give yourself your salary of $1,000. So add that to your cash on hand.
I'm rich. I'm rich, everybody.
Yeah, until we get to the space where Monty landed. Some of these spaces are pink. The pink spaces are not always fun. This one says pay taxes here. So your salary right now is only $1,000, which means you only have to pay 10%. Of your annual salary, which is $100. So please remove $100 from your cash on hand.
There were no income taxes in Florida.
It's too bad you left.
Yeah. I love the tax structure they have here. If my salary is $3,000 or less, I pay 10%. $3,001 to $9,999, I pay 50%. And if my salary is over $10,000, I pay 90%.
This is classic taxation structure. I love it.
Yes.
Let's bring it back. I mean, maybe not at $10,000, but that would be a little rough. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next up, we have Cicero.
Oh, I am going to college. Do I need to roll first?
Yeah. Or so the first thing you need to do is pay $500. So please take $500 out of your cash on hand. Okay. And that pays your tuition. $500 for tuition. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I love the 50s. Okay. So now there are only 4 degrees at this college, and there's only one of each. So you, as the first person going through college, if you make it all the way through college and don't leave for some reason, then you will have your choice between law, medicine, science, or engineering. And I will explain what each of those is once you have finished college and get to make the choice. But I don't want to go through it if you end up dropping out. I'm just, you know, not that you're going to, but sometimes things happen. There's bumping. You never know.
You only choose your degree at the end. That's interesting. So I'm walking across the stage to get my degree and I say, law. Yep, that's how it works.
I mean, you
can
decide.
I feel like I learned medicine.
I mean, you can decide now. I just don't want to explain everything twice.
Fair.
So now because you're going to an inside track, you roll one single die because you don't want to roll too high because there's not that many spaces. There's only 7 total in college. Right. So what do you get on the roll of one die?
I got a 2.
All right.
My grades are not high enough to pass.
Oh.
And lose my next turn.
Oh, no.
See, this is why I don't explain everything at the beginning. No offense.
There's so much to be revealed and as each turn arrives.
Mm-hmm.
What you get for going to a college that accepts anyone with $500.
It's true. All right. Shelly, we are now back around to you hanging out in Florida. So go ahead and roll 2d6 and we will see what your options
are.
It's
a lot of work. It's a lot of work rolling dice. Mm-hmm. I've rolled a 10 though.
Okay. So that means there's no possibility to stay in Florida. Instead, you will move
back to work.
Oh, you're following in Monty's footsteps.
Oh my goodness, yes you are. You do get to add $1,000 to your cash on hand because you have passed payday. So you can do that, but very quickly after that, you then need to pay your taxes and remove 100 of those dollars. You also need to decide if you are going to bump Monty or if you're just going to coexist peacefully once again.
I mean, I feel like there's so many opportunities to bump Monty that another one will come by. So
you might
there's not
be
really
right.
any point to it. I mean,
okay,
all right.
In that case, it is now Monty's turn.
I rolled a 7.
All right, that's another opportunity Nox card. So Steven is going to grant you one of those. You can tell us what it says.
Special opportunity to join Moon Expedition. Because of your great skill as a navigator, all expenses paid.
Hey, hey, nice. Navigator Monty.
Dang.
Would you like to use that card immediately?
Yes. Normally it costs $5,000 to contribute to research or a science degree or space experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go over here and get on a ship and say, yeah, I'm
take
I'm
me
a good
to
navigator. That big shiny thing in the sky, right? You got it.
I will point out for people who cannot see the board, which is the listeners, going to the moon does mean that you skip a payday because of the way that it snakes around the inside. So, you know, the fact that you just got basically $5,000 for free to go to the moon, I feel like skipping $1,000 payday is not a big deal. So,
and look at some of the things that you can do out here. You can collect $10,000 if you find mm-hmm. gold dust in a moon crater.
There's so much excitement on the moon.
You could rescue a stewardess from a damned airlock. I did not know there were stewardesses on this mission.
It's pretty exciting. All right, so Monty will be going to the moon next time. Cicero, how about you? How is college going? No,
it doesn't. It doesn't go because my grades are I'm still studying.
Gotcha. Still, so much time in the library.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
spend too much time partying first.
While Cicero hangs out in the library, which I went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, one of the libraries there was listed in a 1977 Playboy magazine as one of the top 10 pickup joints in the country. So, nice. You know, you could be partying in the library. Yeah. It is 100% true.
So that would give you hearts then, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And possibly fame, depending on exactly what you did and where. Okay, so that brings us back to Shelley. Shelley, you have paid your taxes like a good upstanding citizen.
Oh,
please roll 2d6.
2d6. I have a total of 5.
2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Shelley, you have landed on the May Enter College space. Would you like to, on your next turn, spend $500 tuition and go to college?
Yeah, you betcha.
All right. I will put you on the entrance square.
So I don't
right
need
there.
To take the $500 now. I wait till my next turn, yes?
Correct. Because Monty could bump you to the park bench. It's
but
possible.
He wouldn't do that.
He might not.
He?
Monty's going to be on the moon.
That's true.
Monty's got bigger things to worry about than bumping me.
It takes longer to get through the moon than it does to get into college, I guess. That's right.
Yes.
That is what we have learned. Yes. All right, Monty, I'm so excited. Please roll one die. Let's see what's happening on the moon.
I rolled a 6.
Oh,
one,
wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nice.
Promotion for bravery. Salary up $2,000.
Wow.
Dang.
So, yes, make sure that you up your salary field, not your cash on hand, because this means every time you pass payday, you get $2,000 more, which is
nice.
Pretty good.
I'm so brave, you guys.
You are a great navigator and you're brave. This is, we're learning so much about you. All right, Cicero, are you done studying?
Yes, I'm ready to give it the old college try.
All right, 1d6.
With a 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6.
Oh, that takes you right out of college to the paid food bill here, Square. We'll get to that in a second because there's some stuff to finish. Okay, so now that you have graduated college, as I said, there are only 4 degrees, and I will tell you what each one of them gets you in this game. A law degree lets you into politics without having to pay the fee to get into politics. A medicine degree makes it so that if somebody goes to the hospital, which is one of the park bench type squares where they sometimes decide to pay to get off of it, you become the doctor and they pay you instead of just paying the bank. That's honestly not great because people don't always land on the hospital. And if they do, they don't always pay. But it's up to you. There's also the science degree, which gets you into the moon without having to pay the $5,000 for that. And then there's the engineering degree, which lets you go uranium prospecting in Peru without paying the $4,000 that you need for equipment for that. So it is your choice: law, medicine, science, or engineering.
I am going to go for law.
All right. Looking at a political career, huh?
Yeah, why not?
All right. So that means on your spreadsheet, you can mark that you have the law degree.
All right.
And nobody else can take that degree. Now, because you have finished college, there's also a little flag on the board that says increase salary by $2,000. So please bump up your salary level by $2,000 because going to college means that you can make more money. Mm. Unfortunately, after you have done that, it's time to reconcile the square that you landed on, which is pay food bills here. And that is 1/4 of your cash on hand needs to go for a year's supply of groceries.
Right. So why does it cost almost as much to eat in college as it did to go to college?
I mean, I feel like that was pretty much my experience.
All right. Steven. How much is 1/4 of 1,500?
You now have $1,125 on hand, Cicero.
Thank you very much.
Hope you enjoyed buying your Fruit Loops and brand checks.
Yes. I was a King Vitamin and Oodles Top Ramen type of guy.
Yum.
Yes.
All right. Shelley, it's your turn, and you are about to enter college.
Right. I'm entering college, so I'll take my, well, I guess I'll wait till see how the turn goes, and then I'll take my money away. I've also rolled a 9.
Oh, nope. You're only going to roll 1 die, 1d6.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To get into college,
right.
Yes.
1d6. Well,
because otherwise
start
you could go through the whole thing without doing any actual
right.
college.
That makes sense, doesn't it? 3.
All right. 1, 2, 3. All right. You have been elected to the Honor Society. Congratulations.
You're so smart.
You score 2 hearts. So in addition to taking away the $500 for tuition, please add 2 happiness to your spreadsheet.
Okay.
And then it's Monty's turn. Monty, okay. On the moon.
I rolled a 2. You, it says here, are the first human to land on the moon.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I get a number of fame that is so big, I have to zoom in to see what it says.
It's 16.
16.
Wow.
16 fame points. So I'm starting to think maybe those should have been adjusted a little if we're only going to 21 total.
True. I hadn't thought about that.
All right. I am extremely famous. By far the most famous person
you're famous,
on the face
you're brave,
of the moon.
You're a good navigator. Yes. You're just annoying now.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your fame. Cicero, now you've paid your bills. You've gotten your ramen.
Right.
Go ahead and roll 2d6.
Oh, boy. It's a big number. 11. Oh, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, and you landed on another. Wait, is that 11?
Shopping spree is actually where you landed.
Oh, went from a pink space to a pink space. This is, let's just say, not one of my favorite spaces in this game, although it is funny. Throw 1 die to find out what your wife just spent on a shopping spree.
Oh,
and
your
then
wife.
You pay that number thrown times 10% of your cash on hand.
Oh, my God.
4.
So 40% of your cash on hand is what your wife just spent on a shopping spree. Steven, do you need to do that math?
So those of you who are tempted to complain about the taxation system in this game, just think what shopping is doing to you.
Right. You are now down to $675 after, to quote Wilma and Betty, charge it.
Wow. I appreciate that we're playing a game from 1955 and you're making Flintstones references.
Yep.
Well played.
He didn't charge it. He paid cash.
The wife charged it. The wife charged it.
1955. Oh, boy. All right. Well, Shelley, you're still in college. How is it going? Roll one D6 and let us know.
I've rolled a 5.
All right. Or 5. Well, that takes you, boom, right out of college. You finished it actually twice as fast as Cicero, almost. So the first thing I want you to do is choose from which of the degrees that are left. It's medicine, which gets you hospital money, science, which gets you to the moon, or engineering, which gets you prospecting. Which of those degrees would you like?
I'll take engineering, please.
All right. You get to mark off that you have the engineering degree. And while you are on your spreadsheet, please increase your salary by $2,000 because you are a college graduate.
And I can collect that now?
It just goes in the salary field. But next time you pass payday, then you'll
increase
be getting more.
By $2,000.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you landed on the same place that Cicero did when he exited college, which is pay food bills here, pay 1/4 of your cash on hand for this year's supply of groceries. Stephen, did you do that math for her? Or?
That was $1,125.
I have $1,400 on hand. So
you're now down to $1,050, Shelley.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Stephen. This is why I have him around, so I don't have to worry about any of the math, and my players really don't either. Okay. Monty, how's the moon? I'm so excited to see what ridiculous thing happens next.
I rolled a 5, which is not what I wanted, but it's fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sell moon relics to museum. Collect $5,000.
Hey, hey. That belongs in a museum.
It does.
For $5,000.
Right. It's really just the shoes I was wearing when I was the first man on the moon. Do you guys know I was the first man on the moon, by the way?
While
you eggheads were going to college.
Of course they know, because you're 16 stars famous.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Okay. That means it brings us to Cicero's turn.
Uh-oh.
Roll 2d6.
4. Opportunity knocks.
All right. Steven will give you an opportunity knocks card, and you will be able to read it to us.
I will. Opportunity to enter college. Meet normal requirements. If all players have gone to college, replace card and draw again. But all players have gone.
Nope.
But I've gone.
So that just means that you get to hang on to this card, maybe you could sell it.
Chips.
Maybe you could sell it to Monty, but honestly, the first man on the moon might not need to go to college.
He's like, look, college is so far beyond me. I'm beyond it by now.
Yep. All right. And that brings us to Shelley.
I have a 7.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Opportunity knocks.
Hooray.
Bunch of those. I like how often opportunity is knocking now. That's fun. All right. So Stephen has put that on your spreadsheet.
Your card, Shelley, reads, opportunity to enter Hollywood. Meet normal requirements.
Ooh.
What are those, Erica?
Those are $1,000 for new clothes. Or movie experience, which nobody has movie experience. Do you have $1,000 for new clothes?
I do have it, but do I need to spend it? I don't know.
That is up to you. I will tell you that the Hollywood track, as you might expect, has a decent chance to get fame, like quite a few stars. Right? There's a little bit of happiness, not a whole lot, as you might expect. A few places where money is possible, but it's mostly a fame factory. There are also a few squares where bad things happen, but that's kind of the case of just about any of these tracks.
Given my cash on hand, $1,000, you said?
Yep.
Given my cash on hand, I'm going to pass on Hollywood for the moment.
Okay, so you get to hold onto that card. You can use it instead of rolling on any future turn. So,
all right.
Yep. Just keep in mind you've got that possibility. And then we will move back to Monty, who, since he's on the last square of Expedition to the Moon, has no more moon goodness to do, but you still only roll one die as you're exiting.
I shall roll that one die. I got a one.
Okay. So before we get to your Opportunity Knox card, we first want to collect experience. So Steven's going to give you an experience card. Now, the experience cards are secret. You don't have to tell anybody else what your experience card is. It gives you the option to move a certain number of squares instead of rolling the die on any future turn. It's a 1, 2, 3, or 4 are the only options. It doesn't go any higher than that. But if you happen to be in a place in the future where you're going to, I don't know, crash your spaceship or something, if you roll a 1, you can use an opportunity card or use an experience card to avoid that. So
indeed,
you also have an opportunity Knox card because that's where you landed. Before you forget, please mark off on your spreadsheet that you have completed your expedition to the moon so you can go back for free again.
I have done that. My opportunity card says opportunity to enter college, meet normal requirements. If all players have gone to college, replace card and draw again.
Do you want to go to college on your next turn?
Yeah, I do want to go to college on my next turn.
All right. Go ahead and move your token to the May Enter College space, and on your next turn, you will pay $500 for tuition.
No problem. I'm rich.
All right. Steven will take that card away, and then it is Cicero's turn.
All right. I have rolled a 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. Well, I mean, would you like to follow in Monty's museum footsteps and join the expedition to the moon? You do need $5,000 to contribute to research.
I do not have $5,000 to contribute to research or anything else.
Okay. All right. In that case, we will just swiftly move along to Shelley, who is on the outside track. So we'll roll 2d6.
And I have 3.
1, 2, 3. Another Opportunity Knox card.
Woohoo!
Stephen will send that your way and read it for you.
All right, Shelley, your Opportunity Knox card. Opportunity to enter college. Meet normal requirements.
All players have started college, but they haven't finished it yet.
Nope.
So
I haven't even gone in yet.
Right. Yeah. Yep. He hasn't gone to college. He's just there.
Mm-hmm. So obviously I can't do it. So I can just hang on to it.
Just hang on to it. Yes. So yeah. It will stay with you. All right. Okay. So opportunity has knocked and you have ignored it as you basically
as like
had
I do.
To.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No choice. Speaking of going to college, it's Monty's turn. And please pay your $500 and roll single die to start your college career. Wow. I can't imagine going to college with the first guy who'd ever been on the moon.
Yeah, I'm pretty famous, guys. I'm just a student. It's fine. I rolled a 3. I've been elected to the Honor Society. Aw, gee, thanks, guys. That's nice.
Wow. Now you're following in Shelley's footsteps.
Yeah.
Instead of the other way around. Okay. Please score your hearts if you haven't already. And
I have done so.
Excellent. That brings us back to Cicero.
I have rolled a 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That is an Opportunity Knox card. You also get to give yourself your salary. So up your cash on hand.
Just added that.
And Steven will give you an Opportunity Knox card.
There it is.
All right. Opportunity to enter. No, I'm just playing. Opportunity to join uranium expedition. Meet normal requirements.
All right. The normal requirements are $4,000 for equipment or an engineering degree or prospecting experience.
Yes, I will hold on to that.
All these degrees you did not take.
Right.
All right. So that Opportunity Knox card just stays with you. Remember, you can use it on a future turn instead of rolling if you would like. But if you don't have the requirements, then no. Then it becomes quickly moot. All right. Shelley, it is your turn. And you are still on the
7.
Outside track. So, yeah, 7. 1, 2, 3. Shelley, you may go prospecting if you have $4,000 for equipment, an engineering degree, or a prospecting.
I do. Engineering degree I've got.
So would you like to use that degree, put it to work, and go uranium prospecting in Peru on your next turn?
Let's go.
All right. Okay. I have moved you to the entrance there. And now we are going back to college with the most famous man in the world.
I'm going to use my experience card.
Okay.
May move 4 squares in place of throwing the die or dice on any move.
Okay.
That will take me just before graduation. Honor graduate. Very nice. Thank you. Very, very kind of you. Draw 2 opportunity cards.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, Stephen is going to get those for you. I am, you know, it's nice that you got elected to the Honor Society and managed to stick through it all the way to the end, because I started in the Honors Society and I did not continue that way.
There you go. Both opportunity cards are now on your pile there, Monty.
An opportunity to enter big business, meet normal requirements, and I have the opportunity to go to sea, meet normal requirements. I'm very heavily recruited, you guys. I'm very famous, and I'm very honorable, and I'm just great.
It's true. Now, if you wanted to use one of those cards right now, you could, but then you would not get your college degree because you would not have technically completed college, so you may want to just hang on to them.
Yeah, I'll graduate. What the heck? It's fun.
Big man on campus. All right. Cicero, how about you? You're still on the outside track, so 2 dice.
Yes. I have rolled an 8.
Oh, boy. You are hitting all of the pink squares.
5, 6, 7. Oh, gosh.
Art gallery. Yes. So Cicero has gone to the art gallery, and now you must buy old masters.
No choice.
For $3,000 each, you throw 1 die and score 1 star times the number thrown for each picture bought. It's limit 2 to a customer. Do you have $3,000 cash on hand? If not,
I do.
Okay. Then I'm afraid you need to spend that $3,000 and throw 1 die, and then you can score stars.
All right, so I rolled a 5. I'm spending my $3,000.
Mm-hmm, and you get 5 fame for that.
Okay.
Now, if you have $3,000 more and want to do it again, you can.
Right, but why?
But you don't have to.
Okay. Well, good, because I don't have it. So okay. There we go. But I've got the old master's painting. Is that what it was?
Yes, old master's. It's for $3,000 each, so there's clearly multiple of them.
But got the original.
Take your stars, and you've become famous for spending a lot of money on some art. That's basically what you're famous for.
Okay.
All right. So after Cicero, it becomes Shelley's turn.
And I am heading off to prospect for uranium. And
correct.
Rolled
so,
a 4.
Yes. And yes, I want to make sure did you roll that 4 on just single die?
One die.
Perfect. Yeah. 2, 3, 4. All right. Oh, Shelley, you see a rare butterfly and score 2 hearts.
Wow. That's nice.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's exactly 2 happiness. Nice is that rare
right.
butterfly.
Exactly. Because you can quantify happiness. You absolutely can. Yep.
In adorable little red heart icons.
Yeah.
It's true. If emojis have taught us nothing, I feel like they have just, they're carrying on the proud careers tradition in our modern world. All right. Monty, that brings us to you. It's time to graduate college.
All right. I rolled a 6.
Okay. So go ahead and move your token and we will reconcile where you land in a moment. But before that, you have now completed college. There are 2 degrees left, and you can decide which of those 2 degrees you would like. I believe it is medicine and
law
science.
And engineering?
It's medicine and science, because Cicero has the law degree. Shelley has the engineering degree.
I don't need a science degree because I've already been to the moon, you guys.
Have you heard?
Really? I had no idea.
I guess a degree in medicine. What the heck? I'll be
a doctor.
So
go ahead and mark that down on your spreadsheet. And if anybody lands on the hospital square, they might be paying you instead of the bank. Dr. Monty.
Dr. Monty Moon Man.
Now, I appear to have landed on an opportunity Knox square.
Ooh,
what of that?
Very exciting. That means you are about to get an opportunity Knox card. I was like, oh, right. I have to do that now. Here you go.
This says opportunity to enter big business meet normal requirements.
All right. Now, because you drew that on this turn, you could use it immediately. You can't use your other opportunity cards because that you've already rolled. So it's up to you.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. In that case, it is Cicero's turn.
Let's see what pink square I can land on this time. 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We've already gone on a stupid shopping spree. Well,
you were out buying a painting for $3,000.
Yeah, you can't blame your wife for all the shopping.
That is true. You are. Right. Like, you've gone grocery shopping. You've gone painting shopping. I feel like it's fine for your wife to go on a shopping spree every time around the board or so.
Yes. She's a little exhausted from figuring out how to store those paintings of yours.
Right. So I rolled a 2, since I had to throw one die to find out how much my wife just spent on the shopping, that will remove 20%
correct
of my cash on hand. I will do that math for you. So that
thank
way,
you.
Yes.
We're
you don't
in
have
Google
to,
Sheets.
You,
the math right. can all be done right there.
It's true. I should really create the, I should really make it like fancy so you can just click a button and it will update for you.
Right.
But I'm not going to do that, at least not right this second.
All right.
All right. So you lose $135.
Yes. Yes.
Which means you are left with $540 cash on hand.
Yes. It is a sad, sad state of affairs. blossoming attorney. With, you know, we're rich in things.
Your wife is probably expecting, like, you are going to just land a really high profile law job on, I don't know, Madison Avenue. Where do the law jobs happen? I'm not sure. But
sure.
She's just, you know, expecting that. Right. So she's spending as if it's already happened.
Objection Boulevard.
All right. All right. Shelley. It is your turn. You are prospecting. So roll one die.
Yes, I've rolled a single dice for a 3.
1, 2, 3. Oh, no, Shelley. I am so sorry to tell you. You fell off a cliff. And now you have to go to the hospital. You don't even get to finish your prospecting.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So now that you're in the hospital, you are laid up until you throw a 5 or less. You may not use opportunity or experience cards, but... You may pay Dr. Monty half your salary for special treatment before any throw and just leave on that throw. So
I told you guys I was good at this game.
this is pretty impressive, I got to say. No false advertising from Monty. All right, so that will be your next turn, Shelley.
So did I get to collect my salary for jetting across the board and past payday or no?
Nope. No, I'm afraid that
not.
They airlifted you directly from the bottom of that cliff to the corner square for the hospital.
Oh, well, if only my wife could have collected my salary for me.
All right, Monty, it is your turn. Would you like to roll or use one of your opportunity cards?
I would like to use one of my opportunity cards, the opportunity to go to sea, meet normal requirements.
All right. I will.
That's the square immediately before where I am, so I'm pretty sure I do pass payday along the way.
You absolutely do. That is some solid strategic playing of the opportunity card, which I will then take, put in the discard. That means on your next turn, then you will, do you still have to meet normal requirements and pay your $100 union dues?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that'll happen on your next turn. Until then, it's Cicero's turn. What other pink square can you land on now?
Right, let's see. With a 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I could go prospecting.
But you don't have the $4,000.
If I had... More than $540, exactly.
Also kind of dangerous, just saying.
Yeah, $3,460. If I had that, then maybe I'd be able to do it, but I don't. And I don't have an engineering degree.
Alas.
Yes.
But you know who does have an engineering degree? Shelley, who is laid up in the hospital.
Sorry, still hurts a little bit.
Shelley, would you like to try to roll a 5 or less, or would you like to pay... half of your salary.
Oh, I'm going
to
roll my way out of
okay.
this.
Okay. Right.
I hope. I got a 5. No, 1 die or 2? Sorry.
It's two.
Okay. Well, then I better try. Better start again. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the outside track is always two dice.
Rats. I figured. So I have, between the two of them, I have a 3 and a 4. That's not going to help me.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? Just, you know, have some Jello. Chill out.
Oh, thanks, I think.
All right. Monty, please take out your $100 for union dues. I appreciate that these are union sailors here. And
okay, I paid my $100. Just as a flex, I will say that my current cash on hand is now $9,300.
Oh my God.
And I will roll a D6 to go to sea. Oh, no. I'm seasick the first day out, .. Go to hospital.
Hi, Dr. Monty. How are you?
I will say you cannot be bumped off of the hospital square.
Dang, that's too bad.
Yes.
Because I'd happily take that.
But you know what? I bet you're getting pretty good treatment in the hospital because you're a doctor. I assume.
He's the doctor.
Yes, the doctor.
Right.
It's true. All right.
All right. Well.
Cicero, are you going to end up in the hospital too?
Let's find out with a 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opportunity be knocking.
All right. So while I get you your opportunity card, you get to take your salary because you have passed payday.
Nice. All right. Well, that $3,000 is going to be helpful. So
I hope so. All right, there is your opportunity
card. All right, look at that. And that is the opportunity to enter big business, meeting the normal requirements of having a college degree.
Any college degree.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I have placed myself at the beginning of the big business track.
All right.
And you can remove that opportunity card.
I will do that. While I do it, Shelley, how's the hospital? How's it going?
Oh, the Jello is, it's lime. I'd rather have cherry or strawberry, but you know. So I half my cash on hand to get out, paid to the man who doesn't need it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, half of your salary, right?
It's half of your salary.
Salary. Salary. Right.
Yes, not the cash on
which
hand.
Which I don't have half of my salary because I've never collected my salary.
Oh, which means you're, stuck in the hospital.
All right, let's roll this sucker. Let's see how we do. 2 dice for a total of 5 or under. That's not going to work because I... Wow, 10.
Oh, no. you know, last time we did this game, it was Kelly who was the queen of the pink squares and the park bench slash hospital. I feel like in this game we at least split it out a little bit. Right. Cicero's got the pink covered.
I remember Kelly sitting on a bench with a bag full of groceries. That's what I remember about that game.
Yep, that's basically what happened. All right, well, Monty, Dr. Monty.
Now I have a question here.
Yeah.
It says you may pay doctor half your salary.
That's
for
true.
Special treatment. I'm right. A doctor.
Hmm. You know what? Let me just, I feel like there is something special in the rules. I don't know that I've ever seen the doctor land in the hospital. I think you might just get to leave.
Doctors are the worst patients.
Wow. Mm-hmm. They are.
He's
in the room next door to me and he just won't be quiet. He's just complaining the whole time.
I'm not complaining. I'm having a great time. Signing autographs.
Right. That's what that is. It's your fans coming by to visit. I see. I forgot.
Holding press conferences.
Oh, there's a special boardroom just for you to, let's see.
So Monty, here's my question, though. You made it all the way to the moon, but you couldn't even go out to sea because you got seasick?
There's no tides on the moon. It's called Mare Tranquillitatis.
What about the Sea of Tranquility?
That's the one I'm talking about. It's tranquil, tideless, like the Mediterranean, also tideless.
All right. Well, I have found the special note. If the doctor is instructed to go to the hospital, he must go immediately, even though he does not follow the instructions printed on the square when he gets there. So, yeah, you can just waltz right out.
Then I will waltz right out.
Oh my God.
I rolled a 7.
Okay.
To the park bench?
I don't think so. I think that's an opportunity card.
That's an opportunity card. There opportunity to go to sea, meet normal requirements. I would love to go to sea. Thanks. Oh, hey, that's this tile right before mine. So I'm just going to go down here. I'm going to collect my $3,000 salary again.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm fabulously wealthy.
Wow. Wow. That's it's just deja vu right here. I feel like that was exactly the same space that you were in last time.
It was.
Yep. Okay. Well, you still don't have sea experience, so you will be paying that $100 for union dues again next time.
Hope he can afford it.
But that's next time, so it's Cicero's turn. Cicero, it's big business time.
Oh, yeah. You're fired.
All right. Oh, no.
You know what? I said that to my boss in an argument. And I lost my next turn with a 4. So, maybe I should keep my mouth shut.
this is what you're learning in the world.
Did you pay your
business.
$500 employment fee?
He does not need to because he has a college degree.
I have a college degree.
Oh,
yep.
Right.
And any college degree gets you into big business. That's how it works.
Yes.
Sure. All right, Shelley, you're still in the hospital. I believe in you. You can roll low. So low, like the limbo.
I thank the deity because I've rolled a 4.
Yay!
All right.
All right. Shelley is out.
Let's see what the 4 ends up being, though, first.
Well, it's an opportunity Knox card, so we'll see we'll see if it's anything that's useful to you.
Right.
Okay, Shelley, your opportunity card. Ooh, it is a golden opportunity to move to the entrance square of the occupation of your choice, but you still have to meet normal requirements.
All right. So with various, which usually means having a certain amount of money.
Or a degree.
I have an engineering degree. That didn't go so well. Is that the uranium prospecting the only thing that an engineering degree will get me for?
You could also go to big business like Cicero because you have a college degree. And that is actually the square right before you. So you could kind of do the same thing Monty did. Sweep all the way around the board, collect your salary and go to big business.
I think I would like to do that, actually. Yes.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to nab that card right back from you.
Glad I get to finally use one of those things.
I'm tired of Shelley following in my footsteps and doing better in the track than I did. So
I mean, better is all relative. We're playing with Monty here, so.
That is true.
Okay, I think I did that right.
Yeah, we might all be playing for second place.
All right, so on your next turn, you will enter big business.
Okay.
But now it's time for Monty to try a boat again.
All right, I stopped by the hospital. They recommended something called Dramamine. I've taken it. Here we go.
All right.
There we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Land on Tahiti. Score 4 happiness points.
I mean, that sounds pretty good. I hear they have good treats there.
Oh, this place is nice.
Monty's got to be close to winning at this point.
He does got to be close to winning, doesn't he?
Right.
All right. It is your turn, Cicero. Except you're losing this turn because you're still arguing.
Yes.
No, you're fired.
So, Shelley, that means it's your turn to start big business. You can roll 1 die.
I've rolled a 3.
Okay. Boss likes you. Salary up 1,000.
Ha!
Yep.
Yay!
So raise that salary field by 1,000 and someday maybe you'll pass it again. Oh,
I'll get it. Right.
Well, actually, you should have given yourself your salary into your cash on hand last time. Okay, good.
I did.
So you have had it once.
Yeah. Thank God.
Okay. All right. Monty, I'm afraid it's time to leave Tahiti. Where are you off to next?
Oh, fine. I rolled a 1. I'm going to swim in a tropical lagoon.
Oh.
I'm going to score 6 happiness points, and I'm going to regret to inform everybody that I have won the game.
Oh.
Do you really regret that?
I mean.
It's putting an end to our misery, basically. Just when I was starting to do a little better.
That does tend to be the way that the game goes. Monty, would you like to reveal for everyone what your success formula was and what you ended up with for each score?
My success formula was very off whack. It was 3 fame, 3 money, 15 happiness. Because, you know, happiness is more important than fame or money. As it happens, for my 3 fame, I had 16 because I was the first person on the moon. For my 3 money, I had $12,000 because I kept going around the board. And for my 15 happiness, I just barely squeaked out 18 just now.
Wow. Going to see, that was the key for you. Cicero, would you like to tell us what your secret success formula was and how you ended up?
Well, my secret success formula was that I was going to get 11 money and an equal amount of fame and happiness with that money of 5 each. And I finished with 5 fame. Mm. So I was on track. My stinking wife and my love of art kept me from really reaching my money goals. I finished with 3.54 money. And I was most unhappy because I spent all my money on everything else. I had zero happiness.
Oh, alas. Shelley, what was your secret success formula and where did you end up?
Don't ask. No, I decided that I was going to be very single-minded and go for money. And so I had 5 fame, 14 money, and 2 happiness. I ended up with 0 fame, 4 money, and 8 happiness.
Wow.
So you're happy. That's what's important.
Right? Very, very happy. I'm extremely happy right now.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much to all of my players. I really appreciate you coming and having careers. I apologize to the 2 non-Monty players. I didn't know at the time that you were doomed, but it turns out that was indeed the case. Monty is, once again, it sounds like, the careers champion. Congratulations, Monty.
I'm rich, famous, and on a tropical lagoon.
All right. Thank you to my players, Monty, Cicero, and Shelley. And thank you to Steven, who had to disappear partway through this game. He helped while he was here. Now he is panicking in a hockey rink, as, you know, happens fairly often. And thank you, as always, to our listeners. We love our listeners. Join us next time for the next episode of the Incomparable Game Show.